Let's read a verse in Luke chapter 12. These are some different verses that came to me just in the course of discussions with various ones. And just to try, if we can, to clarify things a little. Luke chapter 12, and just one verse, or two verses, verses 6 and 7. Luke chapter 12, verses 6 and 7. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. You know, we have to realize that while before God in our sins, the Word of God uses very strong language to say what we are as lost sinners before God, and we've already gone over that, yet you and I have immense value in the sight of God. Otherwise, the Lord Jesus Christ wouldn't have come to die for us. I can well remember in a general meeting about 20 or more years ago, a brother across the meeting room addressing a remark to our late brother Armstead Barry and saying to him, "Brother Barry, if you had been the only sinner in this world, do you think that God would have sent His Son to die for you?" Brother Barry's face broke into a happy smile. He said, "Brother, I think He would. I think He would." Was he being proud? Oh, no. He realized the value that a soul had in the sight of God. You have immense value in the sight of God. Man was created in the image and likeness of God. Well, he lost the likeness when he sinned. And we all know the devastation that sin has wrought in this world. But it hasn't lessened your value in the sight of God. For God so loved the world. Okay, you say, how do we reconcile that? Well, turn to another scripture. This time, let's see, which one would be best to turn to first? Romans 12, perhaps. Romans 12. Romans 12 and verse 3. Romans 12 and verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Pride is one thing. Confidence is a little different. Pride is always spoken of in the Word of God as being wrong, I believe. But the Apostle Paul speaks more than once of confidence. Let me use an illustration. I don't like to speak of myself, but the illustration comes easily to mind. I do a fair amount of surgery. That's how I make my living. When I walk in to do an operation, I have a measure of confidence that I know how to do it and that I know how to do it well. Otherwise, I shouldn't be doing it. I don't shiver in my shoes every time I walk up to the scrub sink there to scrub up and pull on the gloves and everything like that. I may have done that in the beginning. That was well and good. But after a while, there's a confidence that develops. Pride and confidence are not the same thing. And here we're told not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. In other words, if God has given you something, our brother Dan brought it out the other day, the talents. God may have given you an ability. What do we do with that ability? Oh, instead of allowing it to be used in the wrong way, which the old nature would do, instead of allowing it to be used for self and for the gratification of my own ends, what do? I use it for the Lord. Supposing one has a good way of organizing something. Well, it's nice to have people like that. I'm thankful for a brother like Jim Johnson who can organize some of those games. I'm thankful for someone like that. Everybody couldn't do it. And we could multiply cases like that. And as Dan was saying, we all have an ability of God, and that's perhaps difficult to separate from a gift that God has given us. The important thing as a believer is to recognize that. Oh, you say, I haven't got any gift. I haven't got anything. That is not true. You have a work that you can do for the Lord, and you can do it better than anyone else can. Do you believe that? It's true. God may have to use someone else if you don't do it, but they'll not do it as well as you do. And the Christian world is full of people having to pinch hit for others who never come to realize what God would have them to do. As Dan was talking the other day about that boy who got a diploma in a wheelchair. His mouth had to do what his arms couldn't do because he didn't have any arms. He had to write with his mouth. Well, better than not writing at all, but hardly the ideal way for the body to function, is it? And so God has a work for you to do. And so what we need to do is to go to the Lord about these things. Maybe you say, well, I need to feel secure. I need to have some self-esteem. Well,